Recorded books and one-click digital present The Great Shark Hunt, Gonzo Papers, Volume 1, Strange Tales from a Strange Time, by Hunter S. Thompson, narrated by Scott Sowers and directed by Innocenty Aksentyev. One-click digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if OneClick Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. This book is dedicated by the author to Richard Milhouse Nixon, who never let me down, and opens with a quote from Raoul Duke. When the going gets weird, the weird turn pro. And now, The Great Shark Hunt.
Part 1. Author's Note. A quote by Joseph Conrad. Art is long and life is short, and success is very far off. Well, yes, and here we go again. But before we get to the work, as it were, I want to make sure I know how to cope with this elegant typewriter. And yes, it appears that I do. So why not make this quick list of my life's work and then get the hell out of town on the 1105 to Denver? Indeed, why not? But for just a moment, I'd like to say, for the permanent record, that it is a very strange feeling to be a 40-year-old American writer in this century and sitting alone in this huge building on Fifth Avenue in New York at 1 o'clock in the morning on the night before Christmas Eve, 2,000 miles from home, and compiling a table of contents for a book of my own collected works in an office with a tall glass door that leads out to a big terrace looking down on the Plaza Fountain. Very strange. I feel like I might as well be sitting up here carving the words for my own tombstone. And when I finish, the only fitting exit will be right straight off this fucking terrace and into the fountain, 28 stories below and at least 200 yards out in the air and across Fifth Avenue. Nobody could follow that act. Not even me. And in fact, the only way I can deal with this eerie situation at all is to make a conscious decision that I have already lived and finished the life I plan to live. 13 years longer, in fact. And everything from now on will be a new life, a different thing, a gig that ends tonight and starts tomorrow morning. So if I decide to leap for the fountain when I finish this memo, I want to make one thing perfectly clear. I would genuinely love to make that leap, and if I don't, I will always consider it a mistake and a failed opportunity, one of the very few serious mistakes of my first life that is now ending. But what the hell? I probably won't do it, for all the wrong reasons, and I'll probably finish this table of contents and go home for Christmas and then have to live for 100 more years with all this goddamn gibberish I'm lashing together. But Jesus, it would be a wonderful way to go out. And if I do it, you bastards are going to owe me a King Hell 44-gun saluter. That word is salute, goddammit, and I guess I can't work this elegant typewriter as well as I thought I could. But you know I could, if I had just a little more time. Right? Yes. Hunter S. Thompson, number one. R.I.P. December 23rd, 1977. Fear and Loathing in the Bunker, from the New York Times, January 1st, 1974. From John Prine. The milkman left me a note yesterday. Get out of this town by noon. You're coming on way too soon. And besides that, we never liked you anyway. Woody Creek, Colorado. Strange epitaph for a strange year, and no real point in explaining it either. I haven't had a milkman since I was 10 years old. I used to ride around on the route with him, back in Louisville. It was one of those open-door stand-up vans that you could jump in and out of on the run. He would creep that rancid-smelling truck along the street from house to house while I ran back and forth with the goods. I was the runner, the mule. And occasionally, the bagman, when some poor wretch behind on her milk bill had to either pay up or drink water for breakfast that morning.